Recorded Books and RB Digital present Where We Belong by Lynn Austin. Narrated by Mary Beth Light. Rebecca, Part 1. Chapter 1. The Sinai Desert, 1890. Rebecca Hawes lay awake in her tent, convinced that the howling wind was about to lift her entire camp into the air and hurl it to the far side of the desert. The desolate wasteland of the Sinai Peninsula lay beyond her tent door, thousands of miles and a world away from her home in Chicago. Sand pummeled the canvas. The thick material heaved and flapped as if trying to take flight. Rebecca gazed around in the darkness, her eyes open wide. She saw nothing. The sandstorm obliterated every ray of starlight and moonlight, making the darkness seem biblical, like one of the plagues God used to punish Egypt, a darkness that could be felt. She had thought, at age 45, that she would live at least another 20 years or so, but this storm just might be the end of her. Pity. There was so much more she hoped to accomplish. She remembered the luxurious hotel room she had left behind in Cairo 2 days ago and understood why the Israelites had longed to return to Egypt after camping in this wilderness, even if it meant slavery. Moses had been leading them to Mount Sinai to worship God, and she was on her way to the monastery of St. Catherine, built on the same site. The centuries of history invested in that mystic place fascinated her. Imagine, Emperor Justinian built the basilica at St. Catherine's in A.D. 557. She hoped she lived through the night to see it. An odd pounding noise caught Rebecca's attention, a staccato beat that joined the shrieking wind and drumming canvas. She struggled to sit up on the sagging camp cot to listen. The sound, when she identified it, was a reassuring one. The Bedouin caravan drivers were securing the tent stakes shaken loose by the gale. Perhaps she wouldn't blow away after all. How the men could see anything at all in such profound darkness was a mystery to her. She heard them speaking to their camels, the animals hissing and growling in response. Nasty beasts. Then a new thought occurred to her. What if the sand piled up into a mound around her tent, burying her, the equipment, the drivers, and even the camels? She swatted away the thought with a wave of her hand. There were much worse ways to die. "Becky, are you awake?" her younger sister Flora whispered. She lay on a camp cot not 2 feet away, yet invisible in the gloom. "Yes, I'm here." Rebecca groped toward the sound of Flora's voice and found her arm, giving it a reassuring pat. "Well, this is certainly turning out to be an adventure, isn't it?" Flora asked. Rebecca heard the suppressed laughter in Flora's voice and grinned. "Yes, I believe this is the very definition of an adventure." She started to laugh out loud, then buried her face in her blanket to muffle the sound. She could hear Flora doing the same. They might have been schoolgirls again, whispering after lights out, instead of two middle-aged sisters. "If our society friends could see us now," Flora sputtered. "They would have us committed to an asylum." "I think Thomas Cook should add tours of the Sinai with a Bedouin camel caravan to his posh itineraries," Flora said. "Don't you?" Rebecca laughed out loud at the idea, then quickly covered her mouth again.
"Shh, we'll wake up Kate," Flora whispered.
"I'm already awake, Miss Flora." Kate sounded peeved.
"Oh, I'm sorry, dear. It's just that when I think of where we are and the absurdity of this storm..."
"Yes, shouldn't we be making social calls or raising funds for one of your charities?" Rebecca asked in her grandest voice. She and Flora laughed all...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?